Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we've got a lot that we want to try to get to today. Let's start with some Biden buffoonery because, well, it's a deep well.
It's so easy, isn't it?
It's never going to run dry, unfortunately. Let's see. Oh, yeah. A smooth Biden move. I mentioned this yesterday. We never really dug into it, but what do you think about taking air marshals off of planes so they can change diapers on the border? I'm not exaggerating. In recent weeks, United States Airlines have seen two major security incidents on domestic commercial flights with no federal air marshals in sight. Because President Joe Biden's been redirecting them to facilitate illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. Wow.
Amazing.
I mean, can you come up with another reason why we should secure our borders? There's not enough reasons yet. What if something serious, of a very serious nature takes place on a plane that normally would have been staffed with an air marshal that could have prevented some kind of catastrophe?
Wow.
Again, what are you going to say? Oh, yeah, we can't help it that we're inundated with people. Absolutely, that's a lie, and we all know it. And what's the numbers? They're suggesting, prognosticating, whatever you want to do. They're projecting 2.6 million illegals to cross the border in the coming year.
In 1 year?
Yeah, and that's in addition to the millions that have already done it. How much can we reasonably handle before there is going to be a lot of side effects? And how much can we afford? There's a housing shortage, especially when it comes to folks on the lower spectrum of the income. So how are these people going to find homes? Well, the government's going to help them.
Right.
What about everybody else that's struggling to try to keep a roof over their head as inflation pushes prices higher and they can barely make ends meet? And then their landlord comes in and says, hey, you don't think costs for everything's gone up for me? I got to jack up the rent.
That's just not fun.
It's kind of cold out.
Yeah.
So I'm put on my microphone muff.
I see that.
Keep my microphone warm.
Got to keep it warm.
It sounds
a little chilly this morning.
Sounds kind of weird, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but you know.
But that's how we are.
That's how we roll.
So there's one Biden buffoonery: air marshals to change diapers at the border. They're not used for security at the border. These are trained professionals that are supposed to keep us safe in the air. And now they're being sent to the border because of Joe Biden's policy. It's awful. Then we've got the projection of 2.6 million illegals coming next year. We've got the resurgence of Cuban boats bringing hundreds of migrants to the Florida coast. You know, the word is out. Hey, the Republicans are going to be in power in January. If we want any amnesty, great deals, open arms, open borders, and all that, better hurry up.
It's like a Black Friday sale.
Exactly. Yeah. So the folks are a-coming in waves. And to steal a line from an old Bachman-Turner Overdrive song, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, that's a scary thing.
Baby, we just ain't seen nothing yet. Cuban boats bringing hundreds of migrants to the Florida coast. Miami Sector Border Patrol reports that early Wednesday morning. They respond to multiple boat landings in the Florida Keys. Oh, they're not going to be staying there long. There's no room for anybody in the Florida Keys.
Good point.
There really isn't.
Yeah.
Have you been down there? Have you ever been down? You haven't been down.
It's been a while.
There's no room for you.
See? They kicked me out.
It's crazy. It is crazy down there. I mean, I haven't been in years. And even then, you know, it was tough to find a place that was reasonable. It wasn't reasonable. It was unreasonable. But, you know, you got to experience it. And I remember years ago going down there when Mallory Square and all that was all still dirt And they have these entertainers that come out, sword swallowers, eating fire.
Ooh.
And they still do stuff like that, but now it's like, it's like Disney-fied, like commercialized, you know?
Okay.
It's, it doesn't have that organic feel like it used to, you know? Like you really thought Ernest Hemingway or his ghost was going to pop up around the corner, you know?
Yeah.
Now they get the cruise ships in there and all that. It definitely, to me, kind of changed the flavor a little bit. Not that I would turn down a trip if somebody said, oh, I've got a room. I'd be like, okay. But anyway, yeah, that's Key West. So the illegals are coming in there. It'll be interesting if our government will find them a place to stay. All right. What else? Oh, Creepy Joe. Come on, man.
Really?
He was creepy and he was sleepy.
Yeah.
But he shook hands with Emmanuel Macron for 42 seconds. I mean, I want you to think about that.
Wow.
How long that is to hold another man's hand. Another world leader.
Right.
You know, sometimes they do the double hand thing and hang on for just a second. But think about think about your comfort level. Okay, we're shaking hands now. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004. That's uncomfortable. 1,005, awkward. 1,006, 1,007. 42 of those!
That's an eternity.
That's weird.
That's
I would have pulled
weird.
Away by then.
Maybe
I said, okay.
Maybe he's got a grip.
We're done. You know? It's crazy. Do we have sound of the... of El Presidente?
Well, it's not related to that. He was speaking, though, regarding Putin.
Well, go ahead, because I got the Putin story next.
I'm prepared to speak with Mr. Putin if, in fact, there is an interest in him deciding he's looking for a way to end the war. He hasn't done that yet. If that's the case, in consultation with my French and my NATO friends, I'll be happy to sit down with Putin to see what he has in mind.
Take a nap. Wow.
I'm very passionate about trying to bring peace to that part of the world. If Mr. Putin wants to... Joe! Wake up! Joe! Joe! Sorry.
Wow. That's... I'm surprised he made it through it.
Did he? What was he doing? No level of passion whatsoever, but he clings on to Macron's hand for 42 long, awkward, weird seconds.
He's done this before, too. It's not the first time.
I'm not going to ruin your Friday or your weekend, so we will just take the Biden buffoonery in small slices. I was going to say, we got something good coming up, but we don't. I'm lying.
Oh, thanks.
It's Hillary.
The
Hildebeest. Actually, it's not bad.
No.
I think I might be... No, I am. Agreeing with her.
Really?
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while, and so Hillary found a good nut. Fill in the blanks yourselves, you people. 617, happy Friday, News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.